My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Except it's just Seth Payne, no Pendergast. Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. One of the pieces of news that we got on 4th of July, as we were celebrating the holiday, shout out to America, was that
shout
just
out to America.
I said that on a hit on the drive the other day with Ron and Clint. In defending a take that actually Lopez had, and I didn't disagree with it. It was that 4th of July as an event was overrated. And we don't have to get into that now, but in explaining that, I gave the shout out to America, and everybody got a kick out of it. It's like, maybe we should make that a drop. But I was like, yeah, man, shout out to America. I love America. I just feel like, you know what? I think my issue with 4th of July is really more of an issue of how much we already barbecue here in Texas.
So you're talking about almost like the way we celebrate 4th of July and everything compared to the actual... there's a little bit of an element of like with Christmas, right? Like where, okay, the actual holiday versus how we celebrate it and everything maybe don't quite jibe the way that ideally it might. Okay.
Exactly. And then I'm just not like... And this is not a... You know, everybody you know, be patriotic how you will, but I don't wrap myself up in the flag. And so I'm not, I just, none of that really resonates with me. I love America, but I'm not a patriot in the superficial sense, for lack of a better term. And I'm not calling you patriot superficial. I'm just saying it's not my thing. Uh-huh. And so outside of that, I mean, the big thing is the barbecue and the day off. So it's like I can get barbecue pretty much any weekend here in Houston because all my friends grill. So we all do it. So it's like, okay, the only difference here for me is the day off and the flag stuff. Like outside of that, I'm like, okay, brisket, a hot dog, hamburgers. Like I eat all that stuff all the time.
The Jason Pierre-Paul incident, which is not long in the past, but that Jason Pierre-Paul losing half his hand to firecrackers, that kind of changed my whole fireworks approach to everything.
Yeah.
I used to be way more like literally hands-on involved with fireworks. I don't do that anymore.
Same.
I just the fireworks safety Gestapo got to me, and now I just try to observe from afar.
Yeah, I was pressured into doing the whole fireworks thing for New Year's with my kids.
Yeah.
With some friends, they were like, hey, man, you got to do this, man. Your kids, fireworks, you know, we've been through a lot. So we're trying to, like, have a good, you know, just have a good time. And the holidays are difficult these days. So it's like, yo, okay, I'll do this. But, oh, yeah, by the way, I stopped doing that almost, like, well over 10 years ago when Jason Pierre-Paul blew his hand off.
I think the whole thing about 4th of July, like, I guess as I've gotten to be an old man now, though, too, like, because I think in getting back kind of the theme of, like, hey, remember about, like, why Christmas is Christmas and everything versus being about the gift giving and all that, or the Christmas tree or what have you. I got to try to be more reflective about things. So, like, 4th of July has transformed for me from, like, as a young person where I was all about, like, almost, like, the thumping your chest part of it to, like, more of a history lesson about, you know, America has always from the get-go been, obviously, like every other state in the world, imperfect in a lot of ways, that we don't live up to what our stated ideals are, but that it's an aspiration. Like, from the very beginning, America and all the ideals that we would ideally have it be, it's never been that way. It's all in, like, to an extreme degree for the first 100 years of the Union, obviously.
Yeah.
Like Independence Day wasn't independence for everybody. But it's a matter of, okay, like let's reset our goals and try to become more of that which we, you know, are supposed to try to be. So it's so unfortunately for the youth in my life, it becomes a history lesson. But it's still like I kind of find more pride in it. I think I've a more genuine pride in that part of it than maybe I did when I was younger. It's easy to say, like, we're number one versus, like, okay, this is how things were, this is how they are now, this is how we got to where we are, and it's been a long and sometimes twisted path to get there.
Even Juneteenth is the celebration of finding out something very important late, right?
Yeah, exactly, right. Well, you know what? The Juneteenth, it's interesting because I grew up in an area of the country where Juneteenth wasn't, like, nobody knew what it, I'd never heard of Juneteenth or anything. So it was very much a different set of history books that we were studying than they were in Texas and in the region and what have you. So yeah, I guess that goes along with it, is kind of learning about Juneteenth goes hand in hand with learning about the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
And like what independence meant for some people, but certainly not for all the people who were living in America at the time, some of whom were counted as 2/3 of a person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've got friends on all.
Excuse me, 3/5.
Yeah, I've got people on all. Yeah, that's right.
I even tried to give them more benefit of the doubt than they deserve.
Yeah, I was gonna say
3/5, not 2/3. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was gonna say, man, yeah, two thirds would have been that would have been a come up.
we could celebrate the day they made it 2/3 instead of 3/5. Yeah,
I got people on the opposite ends of the radical spectrum of, like, I don't want to call these folks radical, but you got like the 4th of July crowd, and then I got another crowd that's like won't even celebrate Juneteenth because of the tardiness of it, right?
Oh, okay.
Because of how late, they're like, we're not going to celebrate the crime of finding out slavery was over 2 years later. You know, like that, like did, like we should be indicting them for this. You know, so like it's a large spectrum. But either way,
that's the sloppiness that is a democracy.
And that's right. That's right. And the sloppiness that is also the health of two key Houston Astros. I'm somewhat concerned. I don't know if I'm too concerned, but I'm somewhat concerned about Justin Verlander and Kyle Tucker. We're not going to see them. Some news we got. And I was mentioning this when we started the segment, and then we gave a little history lesson there. But some news we got over the break or over the holiday was that Justin Verlander and Kyle Tucker more than likely will not be back, or we should not expect them back, either of them back, until after the All-Star break. My question to you, Seth Payne, is should we be worried, or are you worried about either or both of these guys?
I'm worried about Verlander. I'm not worried about Tucker. I think that Tucker, I was the absolute worst when it came to just expecting the most out of Kyle Tucker. I was at the game when he got injured, and I just kind of, the next morning I told Sean, like, he'll be in the lineup today. He'll be fine. Tucker never misses any time. You know what I was swayed a little bit too much by? Because Kyle Tucker's been such an Iron Man in so many respects by modern standards.
Yes.
It was, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm blanking on. Oh, Cal Ripken Sr. So Cal Ripken Sr. was very durable, just like Cal Ripken Jr. Would be, his son. But Cal Ripken Sr., like, I guess just was one of these guys that would get an injury and then be recovered the next day. And there was this story about him. He was a first base coach once. He was working as a first base coach, and he got hit in the face with a line drive and showed up the next day without even a bruise on his face or anything. Like, he was just like, he was like Bruce Willis in Unbreakable. He was just like a freak of nature. Something in the Ripken family was genetically unbreakable. So I kind of look at Kyle Tucker like that. Like, okay, this guy just doesn't really get hurt. So it'll be a bruise. He'll come out and he'll play. And then you fast forward to several weeks later, and he's just still hobbling around whenever we got a chance to see him in public. That it's still at the root of it all, I want to believe, just a bone bruise.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And obviously it's more than just a bone bruise. It's a really, really bad bone bruise. But just like a broken bone, the rehab is relatively straightforward once it heals. That he's going to get out. It shouldn't affect the way he moves or anything like that. And he might be rusty when he gets back, but I think that by the end of the season, or, you know, like within a few couple of weeks of him coming back, I would expect him to have his timing back and everything else like that. So I'm not as worried about him. Justin Verlander is the one that, at this point in my mind, he might not come back at all again this season, or he might, you know, come back and be just fine. But even if he's healthy when he comes back this next time, he's at an age when guys get injured a lot, and he's gotten injured a lot, and he's had a lot of injuries and setbacks in those rehabs in this time. So I almost like have him in a Lance McCullers compartment in my brain right now, where I don't want to rely on him when it comes to projecting the roster in the second half of the season. And it, almost maybe if I take that Lance McCullers Justin Verlander compartment, I expect to maybe get one viable starter out of that. Somehow you get somebody out of that. I will not complain no matter how aggressive they get in finding another starting pitcher at the before the trade deadline.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is an interesting way to look at it, and I had not considered this, of putting Verlander in the McCullers mental compartment. And then the thing you said about between the two of them, can you get a starter? Or, I mean, maybe even like between the two of them, can you get a starter? And is McCullers an option finally now at this stage and with everything that's happened with him health-wise? Now is he an option in the bullpen? Like, could Verlander be a back end of the rotation guy, or maybe somebody that you can rely on to start a third game in a postseason series, and then McCullers be a long relief or somebody that can just go in and give you whatever he can? Like, I hadn't thought about that. Of can you get one guy between these two guys that are legends for you for what they've done in the past, but just have not been able to be the same as of late?
Yeah, which is, I mean, and it's unfair for me to put Verlander in that same category, and it's ageist in a lot of ways, because he pitched 162 innings last year. It's not like he's on this long stretch of just not doing anything, but that's still 162 innings for him. Is a stark departure from back in the days when he would routinely be over 200 innings every single year. So I think, like, of those two, of Verlander and McCullers, I think the ceiling for my expectations is still a lot higher for Verlander. But I also just think realistically I can't depend on it. Not right now, not given given how hard it's been for him physically as he's gotten older.
It's just weird for me, Seth, to go from when the neck first started hurting, they were saying, you know, they were optimistic about him not even having to have an IL stint to begin with.
Yeah.
To now, you and I talking about it, not even sure if we can confidently say he's going to pitch for them again. We cannot say that with our chest right now. We're from that to this.
I guess I feel confident that he'll pitch again. I feel pretty confident that he'll pitch again. I feel partly confident that he'll pitch again, but it's will it be for the duration of the season? I just don't know. I just don't know. And that, yeah, that makes me nervous when you look at all the good things they've done. But part of this run that they're on right now, they've been able to make because they didn't really need that reliever start until a few days ago, last Sunday or whenever it was. And that it's going to be hard to sustain that over the course of the season if you don't, and you're not getting Luis Garcia back. You will get Luis Garcia back in a couple weeks, but it's just not. You're still going to be short of hand there because we can't trust Arrigetti. You know, there's just the guys that I really really trust until Luis Garcia comes back in the flesh and is fine. Yeah, you get to the playoffs. Four good starters is all you need theoretically, but it's like this is a team that's still just barely above 500. Like we're not even close to having the playoff discussion about a 4-man rotation.
He is Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next on Payne and Pendergast. Last hour we talked about the Texans' biggest potential weakness. What about around the rest of the AFC South? We'll get into that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.